Welcome to the CCTA Wake Up Call Show. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you. I hope you're having a great day, whether it might be early in the morning, midday, or evening, or when you're listening on the cctaxpayers.com in the Wake Up Call area. Again, welcome. My name is Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
Pat Park.
Again, welcome. Now, we're recording this show on April 30th, and yesterday was the quote 100th day, I guess. So it was a day for President Trump to go and not President Trump himself, but for everybody else to try to check off what was he able to accomplish and what wasn't he able to accomplish. And by the way, the history of the 100 day measure was, I guess, from back in Franklin Roosevelt. They tried to figure out, he did a number of things in the first 100 days, and they decided that's a benchmark that we needed to watch. So where are we going to go with the 100 days?
Well, let's see. He has closed the southern border, pretty much.
He's one-way closed it, right?
For what?
Or two-way closed it.
What?
Well, why am I saying that? He has closed people from coming in.
Illegally.
But it also, through the use of judges in an improper way, closed sending them back where they came from.
Yes, because some judges have overstepped their bounds. He has also slowed, not ended, the amount of fentanyl coming in. And there was a major seizure of a drug related to fentanyl that happened in Chicago about a week ago. So what we can learn from that is that the cartels, because the border is closed, are being creative in finding other ways to get the drugs here. We've had a couple of seizures at sea by the Coast Guard. And so they're still trying, but he's made it a little more difficult, which I think is very good. And the other thing that was interesting, the number of unaccounted minors that came across the border, unaccompanied minors that came across the border under President Biden, and the 320,000 children that went missing, and they have no idea where they are. And on Tuesday, the New York Post reported that Homeland Security agents in California rescued two migrant sisters who came across the border unaccompanied, who were sex trafficked after they got here. Now, that's only two. There's still a lot left, but that's one of the things that the Trump administration is working on solving.
How old were the two sisters?
I believe they were 13 and 15, something like that. They were teenagers.
Oh, 13's barely a teenager.
Well, that's true. They were too young to be going through anything like that. Not that anybody should go through anything like that.
Definitely.
Now, I needed to reference a couple of questionable news sources. NBC News.
Oh, yeah, that's questionable.
Okay. But they're talking about measuring President Trump against his promises, campaign promises. He promised to end the war in Ukraine on or before day one. And their status is, yes, he's failed at that.
Well, wait a minute. Failed is a final disposition. He hasn't failed. He's still working on it.
And he's not giving up.
He didn't do it on day one, but it's not done. So I wouldn't use fail. I'd say still in process.
Still in process.
And again, that's not totally dependent on him. That's totally dependent on two other people who are fighting this war. And I think just cutting the amount of aid that's going to Ukraine will eventually end the war, as will decreasing oil prices, which will make it very difficult for Russia to finance the war.
Well, I think one of the things that may work to convince Mr. Zelensky that the time for him to pop up on the air and start wailing about giving Crimea to Russia and we're not going to stand for these peace initiatives. You know, just when Trump thinks he's got something in place and this idiot pops up and starts blathering, he asked, the Russians are having a big parade like they do every year to celebrate the end of World War II and victory. And Zelensky wants to have a copy of that for victory for Ukraine on the 9th. And he invited all the EU heads, and they all said, no thanks. So
he should be able to read the tea leaves.
He should be able to read those tea leaves. Yes, he should.
He should be able.
Yeah, that might be called a rude awakening.
Yeah. No, and, we're not coming.
And
we have scheduling conflicts.
Regardless of what happens, there is no way that I see Ukraine getting Crimea back. I don't see that happening.
Crimea's been gone since Obama.
That's what I mean. I don't see. So that's evidently something Zelensky wants.
Well,
and I don't think that's a reasonable want.
No.
No, you're probably not going to get that.
No, and since when does the losing party, you know,
dictate their
little hands going, but I want the Crimea.
Well, normally that was given up at age 2.
Yeah. We're sorry, but you can't have the Crimea.
You can't have that.
You could ask Obama about it. Somebody dared to ask Kerry about it just the other day. It was, I think she was an ABC reporter, and she asked him, well, isn't it true that you were the Secretary of State when Russia took Crimea? And he got real defensive and said that they fought back with the tools they had at hand.
Well, the Biden administration sent the Ukrainians blankets.
No, not Ukrainians, the Poles. And no, and that was Obama. Okay. We were going to send them a missile system.
Oh.
And Obama came in and scotched it, sent them blankets instead.
No, oh, dear.
Yeah, no instruments of war, no.
Just blankets.
Yeah, yeah. Now, moving on, another promise that was made, apparently NBC took this as a promise, was that he was going to end the war in Gaza. And they likewise call this as failed.
Let's see. The war between these two entities has been ongoing for thousands,
how many thousands of years?
And he didn't finish it.
And he didn't finish it.
What a failure.
Overnight. Yes, I know.
The fact that he would even try.
And
he gets points.
And we're not done with that.
It's still
we're
in process.
We're not done with that. And I also think I'm not optimistic about any negotiations going on with Iran.
No, me neither.
But I think they're trying to give Iran a chance to avoid having their nuclear reactors blown up.
Another chance. They keep getting chances
and
because we're afraid to go ahead and bomb them.
Well, Israel eventually will do that.
Kurt Schlichter said, I don't know if you follow him, but he said, just bomb them already. Sheesh.
But at the point when the negotiations to Iran fail and the reactors are attacked, I think that's going to put Hamas in a very difficult position. Although the UN keeps sending them aid.
Now, there were a couple of things in the news. Well, there was a video yesterday, and there was also news yesterday. Apparently, the USS Truman lost an aircraft and
it fell off.
And a donkey, yeah. Well, apparently, it was making a very, very sharp turn. It might have been avoiding a missile or something to that effect, making a sharp turn, which when an aircraft carrier makes a sharp turn, stand by to stand by because you're going port. You're going port or starboard 10 or 12 degrees, and all of a sudden everything is up for motion. Unless it's chained down.
Yeah. And who were the two unfortunate enlisted people that were trying to move that jet that are going to have their pay cropped for the rest of the time in the service to pay back for that jet?
Yeah.
But thank God they were rescued and nobody was hurt.
Yeah. But also, I looked at a video a few days ago. Back on March 22nd, there was a missile fired from, was it Yemen?
The Houthis.
It was either at the Truman or at another ship, and it's a 20 odd minute thing that it was fired at an aircraft. It was fired at an aircraft. The aircraft did the evasive measures and whatever else. So the missile did miss the aircraft. But here you see the effort put on the ship to locate the origin point and locate everything around the origin point. And apparently there is a new policy from the White House that says if somebody fires a missile at you, that's enough of a threat. You don't need my authorization. You have my authorization immediately. So immediately they went after it. And I'm sorry, the folks at that missile site and a few other sites are just really, really up there with their 72 billion virgins or whatever you want to call it. They
bought the farm. Is that what you're trying to say?
They bought the farm, yes.
When the rules of engagement change, that may change the way people attack us. Because now they know there will be, you send a missile up, we send a missile over. That's a change. That's a welcome change.
Or multiple missiles.
You know, that needs to happen. You can't sit there and be under attack continuously without retaliation.
Well, somebody should have told Obama that when we were in the Middle East.
Well, it didn't occur to him then.
So as we open this show up, where the promise was that he would close the border, and NBC even says, yep, he kept that promise. And then the promise...
It says 96% decrease, but it's actually 99.9%.
Yes, it really is.
They've only let nine people as getaways, not really getaways, nine people cross the border for legitimate medical reasons. Nine.
Yes.
And the reporters that have been covering the border now for years, one of them from Fox News said, well, if I were to go down there now, there wouldn't be anybody at the border.
No.
Yeah, he wouldn't have anybody to talk to. I saw that.
No, nobody to take a picture of, nobody to talk to.
And then the next promise was that we're going to carry out the largest mass deportation operation in U.S. history. And NBC says the status, the jury's still out. Well, no, it's not the jury, it's the judge. It's the judge.
Jury's still out.
The judge is the problem.
Where's the judge? That's right. Folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Thank you for staying with us.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers, and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back. Again, thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Pat, you wanted to go on with I brought up the word judge.
Somewhere. Yeah, you brought up the word judge while we were talking about deportations, which reminds me of the story about Judge Dugan. And baby boomer protesters have popped up in front of the courthouse, free Dugan. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of the protesters are baby boomers. not just this one, but Rent-A-Mob.
They're retired now. They've got nothing else to do.
The Rent-A-Mob from, back then.
From the 60s.
From the 60s are like, well, we're not doing anything. We'll be happy to stand out there and look like idiots. But Dugan... Turns out that one of the things we didn't know about her was that she was a supervisor for Catholic Charities before she became a judge. So she was helping the Catholic Charities get illegals into the country.
Oh, that helps a lot.
Which explains why she was so mad that they were there to pick one up in her courtroom. And she did all of that.
And then to arrest her, yes.
I love the picture of her with her hands handcuffed behind her back. And the press and the Democrats all started wailing about, well, there was no need to put her in handcuffs. Yeah, there was. She's a felony arrest.
That's right.
She deserved it. Perp walk. They certainly didn't hesitate to perp walk any of Trump's associates that they did lawfare on during the last 4 years.
And it is illegal, I believe, to help a criminal escape.
It is. She's charged with one felony count of obstructing and a misdemeanor count. I forget what the misdemeanor count was for. But at any rate, she's got two counts. She's looking at some significant time and fines. I think like $350,000 in fines. Her Supreme Court has come out and taken away all of her judicial power. She's no longer in power to hear any cases whatsoever while this is pending, which makes me wonder if she's lost her pay as well.
That would be a problem if you had to pay a fine.
Well, it'd be a problem if you had to live while your thing crawls through the federal court system. I don't think they're going to do her any favors and make it go fast.
They won't expedite her case.
No, not going to do her any favors. And so to help her, another judge in Wisconsin came out and said, well, I'm Native American. I'm the first Native American judge, and this is an outrage. And if anybody tries to take anybody out of my courtroom, I will refuse to have hearings in my courtroom. Should I start collecting bail money now? Really smart. Yeah, why don't you, little chicky poo there?
Is she Native American or is she Native American like Elizabeth Warren is Native American? We don't know that.
Who knows? She claims she's Native American.
Well, Elizabeth Warren had high cheekbones.
That's right. That's right.
That is true.
So what's the next one? Promise. Ending.
Well, we didn't mention the one down in New Mexico.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So then we had the one in New Mexico who's also been disbarred forever.
Judge Joel Cano. Cano. Okay.
The Supreme Court in New Mexico immediately took him off the bench. He's gone. He's a goner. The only thing he's got left, he can't, he's got his law license, but he's probably going to lose that too. So he's never going to be a judge again.
And he destroyed cell phones with pictures and
stuff.
One
cell phone.
And the evidently they have pictures of him with the illegal alien shooting guns and stuff.
No, they have pictures of decapitated crime victims.
Oh, that's not good.
With the gang members.
Oh.
And he knew that would be evidence against this one that he was harboring.
Well, you would think.
Yeah. So he smashed it with a hammer and threw it in a dumpster. And then here's the guy's a judge, didn't take his own advice, you know, the right to remain silent. He, even though he was Mirandized, he still went ahead and admitted that he had destroyed this phone. The when the Border Patrol asked the illegal if he wanted to make a phone call to somebody, he said yes, but the phone that he wanted to use for his phone call was not amongst the phones that they had taken from him. He had multiple phones. What is that a clue of? That's a clue of criminal enterprise. Particularly drug dealers have multiple phones that they're working.
Some are called burners, yes.
Yes. So the police went back with a search warrant to Joel's house to look for that particular phone, and that's when he admitted that he had destroyed it.
Now, could he have pleaded the fifth?
Yeah.
So he didn't have, he's a judge.
He didn't have to plead, you plead the fifth when you're under oath, okay?
Okay.
What he could have done is remained silent. He was Mirandized.
So he had the right to remain silent.
He had the right to remain silent, and instead he's running his mouth telling him what he did wrong. It's a confession. And he was Mirandized, so it comes in.
It's allowable evidence.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I think as a judge, he would know that.
No. Why? You're believing that they need to understand the law. That is not necessarily true. We've seen many cases where they don't understand the law. They understand politics.
Well, considering for 4 years we heard no one is above the law. The people that are popping up on behalf of Judge Dugan, Judge Cano, and whatever, there's another rogue judge in California that's now ordered the ICE cannot arrest unless they have a judicial warrant. And that's not immigration law. They can arrest with administrative warrants because immigration law is administrative. They think the judges are above the law. How you can't arrest judges? Well, yes, we can. And judges have been arrested before. This is not new. You know, the press acts like this is new. Nobody in the history of the United States has ever arrested a judge before. There have been several judges arrested not too long ago for DWI, possession of cocaine. I mean, judges are human. They get caught.
They make mistakes.
They make mistakes.
Now, a couple of these other promises that were made, campaign promises, I'm just going to rattle off a couple of them right away. End birthright citizenship and impose tariffs and end inflation and lower prices. Now, in each of these cases, they're either saying the jury's still out or the status is mixed. So birthright citizenship, I know that that's going to go
to the Supreme Court.
To the Supreme Court.
It's already there.
And it's there, and it's got to be heard.
Well, I heard Buck Sexton show and whoever his sidekick is.
Clay Travis
say that he didn't think citizenship birthright would be in danger from an executive order. I think that's irrelevant. The fact that the issue got to the Supreme Court puts it in the Supreme Court's court. So it's up to them to tell us what does it mean.
And the question, my understanding is that the question is whether or not the parents of this child were under the authority of the state. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
So if you're here illegally and you have a kid, you're not under the authority of the state, and therefore that is questionable at best.
That is true. Well, the Chinese have been running
birthright tourism.
Birthright tourism. They get these pregnant Chinese ladies, they bring them over, they put them up in a hotel, they wait till they have their child, and then they go back to China.
And then the kid shows up as a citizen going to Harvard 20 years later.
Yeah.
Prepaid.
Yeah.
And then also imposing tariffs. Now, they say the status is mixed. I think the tariffs is that great, what do they call it, the juggling act? It's the juggling act that President Trump is using. He knows how to negotiate. You cannot take that away from him.
Congress is trying to get involved in this. One of the people opposing it. Yeah, one of the people opposing it is Rand Paul.
And so it's Elizabeth Warren.
And if you look at, well, it's a little more surprising from Rand Paul until you look at his campaign, the lobbyists that visit Rand Paul on a regular basis, and you find out that he has a lot of connections to Chinese lobbyists who are going, and China's going to be impacted by these tariffs because we're going to attempt to level the playing field. So that might explain some of Rand Paul's opposition to this. Elizabeth Warren is just going to be opposed to anything Trump says. If he says the sky is blue, she's going to argue.
Right.
So I don't take that quite as seriously.
I think it's awful that the Congress is trying to take tariffs away from the president. It's bad enough the judges that we've all these national injunctions. Or taking away power. I mean, pretty soon the president will just be
a figurehead.
Yeah. You know, Ed, how long does it take Congress to either enact or revoke something?
Years.
In times of economic, I'm going to say economic battles or whatever.
They don't do anything quickly at all.
And the president right now has that time to react. He is using it. I think he's, from my personal perspective, he's using it wisely. He is trying to help just make us aware that we're being ripped off by a lot of other countries.
And he's negotiating. He's talking to these other countries, trying to work out deals.
Well, let's see. You said make government more efficient status failed. And they're claiming that that's a failure because DOGE promised $2 trillion in savings and has only taken credit for $160
billion. That's hardly a failure.
The $160 billion, well, we needed to get $2 trillion plus. Cut out, because that's what our deficit is.
When you look at the money, DOGE has identified a lot of areas that need to be cut. They can't do it unilaterally. They don't have any power to do that.
Yeah, so if you're following those articles about, okay, DOGE showed up at Social Security, DOGE showed up here, DOGE showed up there, those billions all add up to more than $160 billion. So on that tracker, apparently they've got some kind of criteria for when they count it to be countable in the $160 billion. As the courts have racked up their opposition to the getting rid of the people, cutting the money, the budgets, they've taken those billions off the tracker. So it's... up to the Democrats, they've come out with their own tracker that says that the U.S. government has refused to spend $430 billion that have been given to it because of DOGE. So
the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
Who knows?
We don't know. And again, you're still counting funny money. Folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is a CCTA Wake Up Call.
What's the largest gun shop in Craven County? If you said East 70 Pond, you are correct. Since Drew got back from the most recent gun show, new guns have been pouring in faster than they can open the boxes. The large showroom at East 70 Pond, slam bam, full of firearms. New guns and used guns, long guns and handguns. You will find weapons for self-defense, hunting, target shooting, and collectibles. The team at East 70 Pond is friendly, courteous, and knowledgeable, especially in the area of guns. If East 70 Pond doesn't doesn't have the gun you are looking for, they'll try to find it. If you want to do a gun transfer, E70 Pawn will help you do it right. If you are looking to buy, sell, or trade a gun, there's no better place to do it than E70 Pawn. Of course, E70 has tools, electronics, trolling motors, and a great selection of jewelry. But their specialty is guns. And we're talking hundreds of guns. Come see for yourself. E70 Pawn, across from Craven County Fairgrounds, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to the sponsors and supporters. Pat, you brought, while we were taking the break, you mentioned, of course, that Congress needs to do something.
Congress hasn't stepped up to make any of these cuts that are recommended by DOGE. They haven't stepped up to turn that into legislation. They haven't. So when I hear the reporters say that the Republicans at last in Congress are firmly in Trump's court, I don't think that's so. I just think they're silent.
And if they're moving along, they're kicking and screaming as they're being dragged along.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they know better because of the, despite what the media is telling us about the polls, Trump still has very positive approval ratings.
Right.
And they speak out against him. The Republicans speak out against him at their own risk. I mean, I've seen many things on various social media that say Congress needs to understand that many of the people who voted for Trump, they didn't vote for Republicans.
Okay. Now, you know, I just want to rattle off a few more of those promises. This is, again, from NBC News list of things, like barring transgender athletes. I know he has done the statuses. He's kept that promise. Now, there's still a lot of fighting going on as to where we stand with that. Eliminating the education department. I know there's a lot.
Congress has to do that.
Congress, again, has to do something to do that. I know that employee-wise, they're down by 50%, I believe.
Well, some judge just came out, and I forget if he's a Clinton judge or a Biden judge, came out and said that Trump couldn't fire all the employees of the Consumer Protection
Bureau. Yes, I saw that.
So we're still messing with that. So, we're still messing with USAID.
And most of these are just a regional judge, a local judge, or whatever else that's making a national declaration. A couple of other promises. President's promise to cover the in vitro fertilization, and that they say jury's still out. It is. Pardon the J6 rioters is the way they worded it. First off, they're not J6 rioters. They are not rioters. They
protested, and some of them walked through the Capitol between the ropes without creating a problem. There were some problem creators, but it's more and more looking like they were not necessarily Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that.
And then ending DEI in government. They say the status, he's doing a good job of.
Well, they're saying it's kept, but I'd say it's still in process because they're fighting him tooth and nail.
They are.
Yes.
They are.
Yeah.
Kicking and screaming and fighting. Now, Mary, you wanted to go to another article that I ran across.
Yeah, the number of hoaxes that the mainstream media has thrown at Trump that just aren't true. And I'm going to pick on one because I thought this was kind of telling. Remember when Elon Musk sent up a rocket to bring home some astronauts? And this is an NPR. This is typical of NPR. NPR claimed NASA astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore, who were stuck on the International Space Station for more than 9 months following problems with their spacecraft, were not stranded. In fact, NPR itself had described the astronauts as stranded in prior reporting, and they only seemed to take issue with the description once President Trump and Elon Musk made it a priority to bring them home.
I just saw an article day before yesterday about the Starliner, which was the rocket that was parked up there that was unusable. And it said it was in worse shape than we knew. So they definitely were stuck up there. And NPR can claim that they weren't stuck, but that's not true.
No, they were only supposed to go up for a week or 10 days or something. And
they were supposed to come home in the Starliner, but it was in worse shape. It would not sustain human life to get them home.
There were too many unpredictables, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, where was the Starliner?
It was up there.
It was up there.
Hooked up there.
Yeah. Is it still up there?
As far as I know, it is.
Well, except if they bring it back, they bring it back empty.
Right.
To fix it, if it makes it back.
Right.
Because right. if it doesn't make it back without people, it doesn't really matter.
Excuse me. The Starliner was in no condition to bring human life home safely.
Okay. I just thought that was interesting. And then another one where they tried to paint Kilmer Abrego Garcia as a Maryland father.
The Maryland dad.
Anyone who watched anything other than the mainstream media understood that this man was a gang member.
The interview that Trump just had with Terry Moran from ABC, where they were arguing back and forth, and Moran kept saying that the tattoos on his knuckles were photoshopped. And Trump kept denying that. They've gone from no, he's not a gangbanger, to no, those tattoos don't mean he's a gangbanger, to there are no tattoos, those were photoshopped, and the president is lying. And that's just outrageous.
And also, it was brought up that I guess this guy was charged with, I guess, beating his wife or doing something back a number of years.
I mean, his
wife asked twice for a domestic violence
order. Domestic violence, yeah.
And she has three children, one by him and two by another man. The other man had filed a petition in a court asking for custody of the children because she was living with a gangbanger and he was afraid for their safety. And that she had tried to kill herself, that she had left the children with an 11-year-old babysitter. The court denied his petition on jurisdictional grounds. And that's all the article said. So I don't know if he was in a wrong courthouse, because I'm sure she was moving around. She married Abrego Garcia while he was in prison, standing on the other side of a glass.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Wow.
At any rate, I read today that Hakeem Jeffries has decided there should be no more Democrats going to visit Abrego Garcia. That's run its course.
Well, that might be the smartest thing Hakeem Jeffries has done.
So he's disbanded the MS-13 caucus.
I guess so. I did see an article where they stayed in a luxury resort while they were there.
While they were there and drank margaritas, yes.
Yeah, yeah, they were doing okay.
Now, some of the other hoax that we were looking at, like whether it's, Representative Eric Swalwell claimed no president presided over more plane crashes during their first month in office than President Trump.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
The you know, when that accident happened that night, Trump came out and said he wondered if DEI had anything to do with it. And it turns out that, of course, it did.
They had a
young female captain who was not cleared to fly in that particular difficult jurisdiction.
Yeah.
She was ignoring the directions.
Trainer's directions. Yeah,
the trainer's directions. And she flew right into that jet. If you remember, they didn't announce her name until 3 days after the accident, so they had time to go scrub her social media. She had been an intern for Biden.
Yes, in the White House. Yes,
in the White House. And so there's no telling what was on her social media that they wanted to cover up so quickly. But it sounds to me like she was a DEI hire. She only had 45 hours of flight time.
So it's something in that craft, yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And then another hoax was that the claims that DOGE was going to cut Social Security. Now, I would like to say that that was partially true. I understand that they are cutting all Social Security payments to everyone over 125 years old. I'm not opposed to that.
No, me neither.
No, that's it.
But another part of the hoax is that they're calling it the death file.
And that's not true either.
That's not true either. It's got some other name. It's not the death file. The Social Security hasn't killed off people. One of the things they are making Social Security do is make that data available for cross-checking with data from other government agencies so they can be sure that people that have Social Security numbers are actually citizens.
Yes, that's always a good idea.
Well, they had worked against that for years and years and years and years. They refused to let any of the Social Security information be shared with any other, just like IRS refused. Mm-hmm. That's why these things are such a big deal when they're coming out and they're going to make them cross-check. Because they know the reason they didn't want to cross-check, why? Because it works. It makes the government more efficient. It's easier to find illegals. And what more need we say?
And you know, we're dealing with whether you look at the IRS or whether you look at Social Security or whether you look at the postal system, all three of those computer systems are ages and ages old. None of them are efficient. None of them are current technology. None of them are willing to be cross-checked.
Yeah, the Doge kids said that the computer system at the IRS was 5 years out. It was 5 years out 20 years ago. And then it was 5 years out 15 years ago. And then it was 5 years out. It's still 5 years out. They still haven't updated it.
You know, I'm going to equate that with Al Gore's prediction of when we would be underwater. Remember, we're going to the oceans.
Oh,
are
New
going
York
to
City
rise.
Was going to be underwater and by 2012.
No,
I
that's
think.
5 years out. That's 5 years out. Everything it keeps going. It's 5 years out. It's 5 years out that that's happened, and it's even happened in one of the things that happened this week. There's apparently a group in somewhere in the EU that has launched a satellite to check the forests for green energy in the forest. You know, it's so much carbon dioxide goes into the forest, and so much oxygen and carbon dioxide is also emitted from the forest. And with the deforestation, by the year 2030, something's going to happen. We don't know, but that's 5 years out.
It's a climate scam.
It's a climate scam.
Unbelievable.
I know. There's another hoax listed here. Michael Moore, the filmmaker,
yes,
said that we could be deporting an illegal that goes on to cure cancer.
I know.
Or stop the asteroid that's going to hit us.
That's right.
I guess they can't do it from another country.
That's right, and they can't do it from another country. Folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. We will be right back. This is CCTA Wake Up Call. ¶¶
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, just people in the community that love this country to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back. Again, thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Where did you want to go, Mary?
I want to go back to a comment Pat made about cross-checking things. And one of the ways to clean up the voter rolls is to take a look at the people who declined jury duty because they're not citizens. The people selected for jury duty come from the voter rolls. Am I correct?
As far as I know.
Yeah, okay.
I know in New Mexico, it came from people that held driver's licenses. And if that's true in North Carolina, and since we're a state that gives illegals driver's licenses, that means that they're in the jury pool.
Well, this, I believe in North Carolina, comes from the voter rolls. And what happens is when somebody gets jury duty and they say, no, I can't serve, I'm not a citizen, immediately that should be checked against the voter rolls to see if they're listed on the voter rolls. And evidently that's not being done. And that's another place where we could clean up fraud and we could clean up voter fraud. So that needs to happen.
By the way, folks, in this week coming up, and this is going to be broadcast on May 3rd. In this week coming up, I guess Real ID takes effect across the country.
Right.
Now, whether you do or don't have a real ID, it's going to impact your ability to travel or your ability
to
do.
Yeah, you can't fly without one.
Can't fly without one. There's a couple of other things that you can't do without one. And
well, you can fly if you have your passport. Am I correct?
Right.
But you can't.
People have a passport?
You used to be able to fly just on your driver's license. Now you can't fly unless your driver's license is real ID. Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going back to hoaxes?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What hoax?
Let's pick a hoax.
We pick a hoax, any hoax.
Let's see. NPR falsely claimed the White House was looking to replace Pete Hegseth. Since poor Pete has another, every day it's something else that he's failed at.
That he's done, yes.
The last one that I mentioned on air was the one where he was accused of turning an office next to where they broadcast their news reports, that he had turned it into a makeup room.
Oh, by the way, let me. Pete has also done horrible things. Apparently, this week, such longtime scrub defense policy board members, including Susan Rice, Michelle Forney, and Eric Edelman. Apparently, these are all, just such wonderful defense.
Oh, he got rid of the whole defense advisory board,
yeah.
All of them. Yes, which included Susan Rice and those people.
Because
they were all from Biden.
I was going to say, because it was all corrupt from
Why
the get-go.
Would you listen to anything Susan Rice had to say? I mean, I haven't forgotten her going to the Sunday shows and lying about Benghazi.
And also that wonderful CYA memo that she wrote about the January 5th meeting with Obama, which was where they planned to kneecap Trump in any way they could. And she writes this memo saying, oh, we're all going to follow the law and be cooperative and all this other stuff.
Right.
That was total garbage.
Well, when she came out against getting the goodbye on the advisory board, she played the race card. Duh.
The race card, yes.
Yes, that he's getting rid of people because they're black.
Just because, yes.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
And now
does anybody think Pritzker wants to run for president?
Absolutely.
I don't know why.
Well,
I mean, look at him. he is a heart attack waiting to happen.
Well, so what is the credibility? What are the accomplishments that would lead you to believe he could run the country?
That he's run a failed state like Illinois?
That he's run a failed state?
Yeah, it's a failed state.
That he's created extreme deficits or whatever, yes.
Yeah. That speech he gave where Republicans should never know a moment of peace and we should have insurrection and mob violence and all that stuff. He touted his state for things that they had done. And there were like four things. And I want to say one of them was marijuana for health purposes. Big whoop.
You know, one of the hoaxes is dealing with him in the Chicago school system without bothering to verify with ICE agents. He says they conducted a raid on an elementary school when, in fact, the raid was done by the U.S. Secret Service for something totally unrelated.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's another good one.
Pay no attention to the facts, folks.
Representative Jasmine Crockett.
Oh, dear.
Implied that cutting members of an aviation advisory committee was somehow a cause of the Reagan National Airport plane crash. And fact is, the advisory group hadn't met since 2023 and was confined to business and union leaders who gave advice to the TSA and had nothing to do with actual air travel.
Nobody said that she's smart. In fact, Trump has pointed out she's a low IQ individual. So she was on Kimmel or Colbert, I think, and they asked her if she was willing to take an IQ test against Trump. And, of course, she was more than happy to take an IQ test. You know, what is offensive to me about her is if you go back and look at video of her when she was running for office, she's well-spoken. This ghetto trash talk is fake.
It's Hillary Clinton when she spoke to a black church. And I can't even attempt.
I ain't no ways tired.
That's the one.
Stylized, yes.
I ain't no ways tired. Or she carries hot sauce in her purse. You don't remember that?
No, I didn't.
They asked her when she was running, what was something that she was important to her that she kept in her purse with her all the time, and she said hot sauce.
Well, folks, we're going to have to go after that because that was brought up as a
cultural appropriation.
Cultural appropriation. Texas Pete hot sauce is made in North Carolina and not in Texas. And that was going to be a lawsuit way back. Sorry for the rabbit hole. What else do we have?
The Daily Beast claimed that Vice President Vance broke one of the most notorious Vatican rules during his Easter weekend visit by being photographed in the Sistine Chapel. The fact is, buried all the way down in the 14th paragraph, the Daily Beast admitted that the Vice President was given special permission by the Vatican to have photographs taken inside the Sistine Chapel.
I'm going to give you a real quick aside. we came from a town in Plainville, Massachusetts. Jeff Kinney was a guy who moved into the town, and actually he's refreshed the town, rebuilt the town. Jeff Kinney is the author of the Wimpy Kid books. And Jeff Kinney is the one that threw Nicholas Sparks off of the top author list. And Jeff was a super nice guy. When we were there, we helped him to get some of the permitting done through the town. Well, there was a request from his Italian publisher to get the Wimpy Kid book translated into Latin. And they did that. And there is a picture of the books being presented to the Pope. And the Pope has, there's actually two books there, one in Spanish and one in Latin. And the funny thing is the reason that they did the book in Spanish was the Pope was not very good at reading general Latin. Yes, you can recite your homily if you understand that Latin, but reading it, it's a different story.
How about Vance being accused of killing the Pope?
Oh, all the memes that showed up?
Yeah, he killed the Pope. He was the last one.
The Dalai Lama cancels his right. visit with J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, yeah.
These are not even hoaxes.
Bill Clinton wonders if J.D. Vance will visit Hillary.
What else do we have as crazy things? Folks, there's been a lot of crazy things going on. But one of the things that we also, Mary, do we want to interject quickly? Coming up May 22nd, CCTA is going to be hosting a what's called
Back the Blue presentation, where we're going to give awards to outstanding members of the Havelock and New Bern Police Departments and the Craven County.
Carteret County and Pamlico County
Sheriff's Offices, and we will be giving the outstanding members of those organizations awards, and there will be light refreshments, and it will be held at Stanley Hall at 6 o'clock on May 22nd, and the public is invited to attend and show their support for the local law enforcement. They work hard. And I don't know, usually there's a member of the canine patrol present. I don't know that there will be. I hope there will be.
And we do have to apologize. We're not doing
a banquet this year because we simply did not have the people to put it together. But if anybody wants to get involved, come to that ceremony that night and tell us you want to work on next year's banquet, and we'll start work.
And again, that's May 22nd, Stanley Hall Ballroom.
6 p.m.
I just wanted to get that in there.
Is there a charge for coming?
No charge.
It is free. Just come show your support for local law enforcement.
Very good. Now, we have about 2 minutes to go.
Okay. I want to mention that David Horowitz died today. It is Wednesday, or he died yesterday. And David Horowitz was a pioneer in the conservative movement in many ways. He wrote a number of books. The first one of the early books was called Radical Son, which is the story of his growing up as what is called a red diaper baby. He was raised in New York City by communist parents in a communist section of Queens. And he worked very hard for the radical left in America for a long time until he reached a point he had recommended a friend of his go to work for the Black Panthers as a treasurer. And she started asking the wrong questions and was eventually murdered. And that began to open his eyes, and he began to kind of look around at some of the things the Marxists were involved in, the things that went on with the murders in Cambodia and some other things. And he gradually became a conservative and became a voice for the conservative movement. He was involved with Front Page magazine.
Authored a number of books.
He authored a number of books. Just really did a lot.
Actually, he authored a book against the implementation of the Alinsky rules, which was the rules for radicals. Alinsky. And he was showing how that likewise could be applied on the other side of the political scheme.
That he was one of the founders of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. And that will continue after his death.
Folks, we're going to have to wrap the show up. Again, thank you for listening. This is a CCTA wake-up call. Have a wonderful week.